Ready, Master Control?
Ready, switch on.
Let's rock this joint!
Rock and roll! All
right. Rock and roll! Yeah.
You're listening to True Fidelity, freeing you from the mainstream, your weekly source for independent music, stuff, and things. Because someone's got to do it.
You know, 35 years ago, preparing for a concert meant playing Find the Cobra with a hotel chambermaid. But tonight, I feel good. I feel excited.
Would you stop poofing on that joint and do some work?
Change. hissing and moaning and frowning and groaning and loaning and throning has torn you apart. It has torn you apart from deep within, left no bigger a cell. Even an Eden you seek not all through hell. Whoa. People just fade in and out of the fog we come to comprehend. And now all alone, with your crooked grin, how you plan staying afloat? Even the boatsman grabbed Bible and split from the boat. Oh, hey,
hey,
ho,
ho,
Captain Crooked Grin, tell us where you're trying to go. You taught your parrot to stutter, now you believe his old chatter. But it is the way you name your ship, that's the way it's gonna row. Whoa, it's the way you name your ship, that's the way it's gonna row. To stutter, now you're a slave to his chatter. But it is the way you name your ship, that's the way it's gonna row. Whoa, it's the way you name your ship, that's the way it's gonna row. Whoa, it's the way you name your ship, that's exactly how it's gonna row.
We're lucky.
Yeah,
I mean, people should be envying us, you know.
I envy us.
Yeah,
I do.
Me too.
Hey, it's the True Fidelity Show. Thanks so much for listening. And this is not the kind of thing you should expect to hear. We play the finest independently made music worldwide like this.
Each way we miss, and I can tell you're not overwhelmed by the news. I'm like a sick rabbit in the mouth of a dog. I'm like a lost cabbie out in the fog. Veronica, we can't turn back. There's no escaping the fact that we are not so young, but we're still dumb as f- and I can tell you. I'm in. Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome to the True Fidelity Show. This is episode number 10.
Woot woot.
Yeah, welcome to it. I'm Big D.
I'm Vaxi.
And I'm On One.
And we are the only ones here in studio at the moment.
At the moment.
Galactic will be flying in shortly.
Yes.
And that'll be cool, I guess.
Just like that. Yeah. That sounds creepy.
It probably was.
It was like Patrick melted into the studio.
Well, it was like, did you ever see, I always forget the name of that, Galaxy Quest, where they, did you ever see that? Where
like
they,
with the Tool Man guy in it? Is that what?
Yeah, Tim Allen.
Yeah.
And they would show up and they had all the goop on him and stuff. That's how Galactic always comes in. He just looks like goop just melted off of him.
Oh, I hope he doesn't hear that.
I hope he does.
Patrick, you look like goop.
Smells effing weird. Hey, welcome to the big show. We have a lot of stuff lined up for you. Salt Petal is going to be on with us today. Later on in the show, we'll also be talking with Direct Divide. They're a band from the Northwest, but they basically live on the road.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
That's so cool. I think
every band talks about that. It's kind of their dream.
I think we've met one other band like a couple of years ago, I think, that said they did kind of the same thing. And I've always just been so like,
just couch surfing across the U.S. playing
like a commune on the road that plays music, man.
Yeah, I think that van has to be aerated about once a month, right?
Sure.
Like, I'm sure they have to
lots of cans of Lysol.
Yeah, throw a big, you know, like lice bomb in there or something. I don't know, you know. But
smoke covers it up pretty well.
How long can that continue?
I don't know.
Wow.
We'll be watching them. But anyway,
that's intense. Okay,
let's do this. Yeah, it's Featured Artist of the Week time, and before we get into it, I would be remiss if I did not welcome SINFM out of England.
S-I-N?
Yep.
Like sin?
Sign, scene. Could be sin.
I love it.
Yeah. Latest affiliate to pick up the True Fidelity Show. We want to thank them and welcome them. This week's Artist of the Week is the band Salt Petal.
Yes.
Based out of sunny Southern California. Very cool band with kind of a Latin surf, sort of that cool 60s sound.
Yeah, it'll make you want to dance.
Yeah. We had a good time chatting with them and hope you enjoy it. Here they are. This is Sabotage. We'll be back.
Sound
right, everybody, you just heard the band Salt Petal, P-E-T-A-L, Salt Petal, with Sabotage. You can check them out at saltpetal.com, and they're also on Facebook as always. And they are based down in sunny L.A., which we're all jealous of that, especially this time of year. And we have Autumn Harrison. She's the vocals, the lead vocals for the band, on the line with us. Autumn, how are you today?
I'm fine. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. What a great sound you guys have, Salt Petal. Fantastic band. We're happy to have them as our feature artist of the week here on the True Fidelity Show. Tell us a little bit about Salt Petal. How did you start? When did you start? And just what's the history of the band?
We started a few years ago. We actually had a group of friends started kind of wanting to play something other than what they were doing. And we just did something that seemed natural to us, which was kind of play in some cafes. And the sound that came out of it was what we then started putting into our written songs. And we really wrote the album, the first album, Say So, before kind of playing any big shows. So it kind of started with our first album in 2009.
Yeah, very good. You must have kind of an eclectic mix of musicians there, because what's coming out of it is, you're right, it's something that's not really not mainstream. We're not hearing much of sort of this kind of 60s dreamy sound with a Latin flavor, a little bit of surf guitar going on in there. Who's all playing in the band, and how did this group get together?
Thanks. Yeah, we have, let's see, it's myself and my husband's on guitar, Rodrigo Gonzalez, and we have a few friends of ours, Hiro Nakano on drums, who's from Tokyo. Well, he was living in Tokyo. He's from Sapporo, Japan. Yeah, Rodrigo's from Argentina, so that right there already is
wow,
an eclectic mix. And then our trombone player Fabio is from Brazil, and we have a trumpet player, Dana Richards, and a few bass player friends that join us, Peter Lansky, and on the record we had our friend Jesse Herrera.
Wow, that is an eclectic mix from all
no
over
doubt.
And so tell
was
me-
that a Craigslist band?
Yeah. it's an LA thing, I think.
Yeah, it's beautiful is what it is. You guys make a beautiful sound. So tell me, take us through a songwriting process. It must be interesting because you have such varying flavors there. So you bring a song in, who's the primary songwriter, and from what you bring to the band to what comes out, what are the changes that are made?
Yeah, it's, Rodrigo and I usually start and kind of create a format out of some sounds. We're always kind of writing stuff at home or wherever we happen to be. We'll have, you know, our phones or whatever, we can kind of record some melodies if we're thinking of something. And then we've both been influenced by kind of 60s rock and like some early kind of punk rock, and then a lot of kind of tropical dance like cumbia and samba. And so then we kind of mix those things in our initial structures, and then the rest of the guys help us kind of flesh it out and put, you know, more strong rhythms in there. And so we start, and then they kind of like add the polish to it.
Nice. Well, let's go into another song. We're talking with Autumn. She is the lead singer of the band Salt Petal, which you can check out at saltpetal.com. They have a brand new CD out. It's titled Sea Monster, and we're listening to some tracks off of that. Here's one titled Bam Bam. We'll be right back.
It's all right here, hiding out inside.
just heard the song Bam Bam, Salt Petal. They're our featured artist of the week here on the True Fidelity Show. We're talking with Autumn Harrison. She's the lead vocal. They are based out of Los Angeles, which I assume, is it nice down there? Is it warm? Tell us it is.
It really is. It's kind of a light, like, ocean breeze, but it's it's sunny.
Oh, yeah. That's what we want to hear. It makes us all jealous and want to come down there and join you and just listen to some Salt Petal at a beach over there.
As opposed to our light, rainy breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lightness. Yeah, come down, come visit.
So the new CD, the latest CD is titled Sea Monster, and for those who don't have a copy, which why don't you? You should. Everybody should go grab one. It's great. It should be in your collection. You have a mix of songs that are in English and in Spanish.
Yeah.
And how has the reception of that been? I know down in LA, probably, you know, that goes over real well, but I'm thinking, you know, like in Wisconsin or, you know, like Minnesota or something, they might not get it as much. Explain a little bit of the thought behind that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that I mean, even in LA, there's a lot of pockets of, you know, people that listen to only one thing, or so we run into confusion sometimes with either audience. Like, we'll have a, you know, all Spanish speaking audience sometimes, and they'll, you know, wonder why we're singing songs in English, or we'll have an all English speaking audience and don't know why we're speaking Spanish. So, you know, it can be confusing, but most people are really excited to see kind of a mix represented, because there are so many people that have some sort of mixed background, whether it's, you know, it might not be Spanish, but it could be some other language in their family that, you know, they're excited to have that, you know, up on stage. So that's been really exciting for us. And we just speak, that's kind of how Roger and I speak to each other. So, sorry, there's a plane passing.
Yeah.
So it's a helicopter. It's an LA police helicopter.
Uh-oh. Close down the neighborhood.
Run away.
Yeah.
So we decided to go with what was natural to us instead of trying to, you know, go one way or the other. And it's been really fun, actually. It feels like people get really excited about it, so that's good.
Well, it's really cool, actually, because I know just in the other day I was listening to a couple of CDs, and we had the Low Straitjackets on not long ago, and they have a CD out that's basically rock and Espanol, and then yours came on right after, and it was a very nice crossover. I think bands are kind of going that way, you know, they're doing their own thing and putting it out there and letting the people decide, and I think you guys have a real winner here with this. Tell us a little bit about the future of the band, what you have coming up, what's rolling in your direction these days.
Yeah, we just dropped a video that we did just this past weekend in this hot weather, hot fall weather, for one of our singles from Sea Monster, which was Por La Luna. And we're really excited because the director's really great. She's a young director that just won a student Oscar, which is a really cool award for her to get. And so she was really excited about our song. So we were like, yes, please work with us. So we did a video with her, and that should be coming out in a few weeks. And then we'll be doing some kind of local Southern California festivals. There's a big tamale festival out in India, which is where Coachella happens.
Yeah.
A tamale festival.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I know. We're so excited about that. That's the first weekend of December.
Yeah. My advice is have the tamales afterwards.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna play early so we can have tamales the rest of the day.
Oh, that's fantastic. And are you guys planning to tour anytime soon? And are you gonna be around the country at any point?
Yeah, we're looking at early 2015 doing some touring and hopefully coming back up to the Pacific Northwest because we wanted to play up there recently. So we hope to make it up maybe February or so in 2015.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, everybody, keep tabs on Salt Pedal at saltpedal.com. We'll put that up on our Facebook page. And they also have their own Facebook page, which you can go over and like and follow them and find out what they're up to. You guys, yeah, I saw some pictures on there of the filming. It looks exciting. We'll be looking for the video coming out here soon. And have a blast with what's going on. You guys have a great album here, and thank you so much for sharing it with us. And we're proud to have it as our featured artist of the week, Salt Pedal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Watch the pinprick knife of me as it expands and makes us small again. Hold the world's demands at bay before this plea take me in. Está mi amor, se te está hundiendo el corazón. Si no te puedo ayudar, si no te puedo alcanzar, sin ti no sé qué seré. Ven conmigo, aprovechemos que la noche está buena, mi amor. Quiero verte bailar, te quiero alinear y verte sonriendo. Dame amor, se te está hundiendo el corazón. Si no te puedo ayudar, si no te puedo alcanzar, sin ti no sé qué seré. Ven conmigo, aprovechemos que la noche está buena, mi amor. Quiero verte bailar, te quiero aliviar y verte sonriendo. Aprovechemos que la noche está buena, mi amor. Quiero verte bailar, te quiero aliviar y verte sonriendo. We'll be right back.
proceeding was recorded earlier because we were ashamed to do it now.
I'm
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure! We've come too far! There's too much to lose! We've got to just keep our composure!
That was Heartbeat, and you're listening to the True Fidelity Show. I'm Big D. The name of that group is Purgato. Purgato. Yeah.
Yes.
Give Purgato. Me all you gato, Mr. Purgato. am I wrong for thinking that?
No,
okay, not good. At all. Not good. At all. I think
by the way, you're hearing Patrick Galactic, who did come in on the Interstellar Highways during our song break.
Then. I phased into our.
That was
existence.
Awesome. It was great. I love how you do that. Just
Well, you know that movie Interstellar that just came out?
Goop-like and
a lot of people may not realize that that's actually a biography of my life.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Well,
it
way
is.
To keep that hidden from us all.
Hey, no problem.
Know, we would have interviewed you, but not now. We don't have time.
No, of course not.
Before that, Candy Coated with Dark Offering, and we started off with the New Southern Electric and their song Mother of Earth right here on the big program. Moving forward, we have a couple of songs, and then Voxy's going to tell us the news. I don't know why I tell everybody what's coming up, because they're going to figure it out anyway.
Yeah, if they keep listening, they're
just keep
hear it.
Listening. You know, this is your break from the musical mainstream. Just hang on, because it's awesome.
Exactly. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
No, after you. You're the star.
I was just going to say, your ear holes are an important thing, kids. You got to guard them and make them ingest the right things, and you're in the right place right now, so stay tuned.
And that's pretty much what I was going to say, other than this is Psycho A Go-Go. We'll be back. just heard Night Beats with Brain Crawl and the Casketeers in there with Psycho Agogo. What do you know about the Night Beats there?
The Night Beats, Tacoma's own Night Beats?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
Now garage, he's perking up.
Garage psychedelic.
Total psych rock. You know, I was doing research over the weekend because I'm a really big fan of this band out there called the Black Angels,
who
have just reinvented the psych rock.
They really have.
Genre, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a festival in Austin, Texas called the Psych Fest every year.
Yep.
It's getting as notable, if not more so, than South By in certain areas. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's as big.
In the psych area, I would say.
Well, no, I mean, it's starting to gain national. People, it's sold out a year in advance. I mean, this thing's crazy. And they're part of that movement. The Night Beats have basically been reinvented by this thing.
Well, those guys, they do the
UFO
hard work.
UFO Club and...
Yeah, they do the hard work, man. They tour Europe, you know, half the year. They play like two shows a year out here, and they're gone all the time. Always on the road.
Yeah, you wouldn't know they were from our area.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
Is that what it's all about?
That's what it's about.
Well, you want to know what I think about hustling?
Yeah.
I think about Voxe.
Oh,
she's the queen hustler.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is Voxe. Hey, everybody. This is what's going on. Seems the big news, or some of the big news in music this week, may read more like a gossip column, starting with AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd, who was charged with attempting to procure murder. Later, which was dropped, but still facing charges of threatening to kill, which may land him 7 years in jail, as well as charges of possession of methamphetamines and cannabis. And now it seems the local prostitutes from a brothel in his area are telling all online about his strange personality and sexual tastes, none of which I care to offer up in this segment. Courtney Love is aiming for a comeback by joining forces with Timberland, best known for his work with Justin Timberlake, Missy Elliott, and Madonna, and reportedly working well together. The 50-year-old singer has also been cast as the star of an experimental opera called Kansas City Choir Boys, set to premiere at the Prototype Festival at the Manhattan Arts Center from January 8th to the 17th. Taylor Swift made headlines and created some debate by pulling her entire catalog from Spotify, justifying her actions, claiming that they don't pay enough, while Bono defends Spotify by saying let's experiment, and suggesting that there's room to figure things out and make them work towards everyone's benefit. The singer explained that in his opinion, the enemy was not Spotify, but music industry standards and practices. He says Spotify are giving up 70% of all their revenues to rights owners. It's just that people don't know where the money is because the record labels have not been transparent. From my own research on this subject, I've found the source of contention seems to be that they pay such a minute fraction of a cent per play. But we must realize that terrestrial radio and television have been doing this since the beginning. The biggest difference is that when a song plays on the radio, musicians receive that fraction of a cent for possibly hundreds of thousands of listeners at once, generating great potential for ad selling for the station, while only paying this fraction of a cent to the musicians. But with streaming services, each play is usually only going out to one listener at a time, or possibly a handful of people at a party or a business that plays the service, which means you are getting that fraction of a cent per listener as opposed to per 100,000 listeners. I do absolutely agree that musicians have not been paid enough for decades, that there are many changes that need to be made to create a more sustainable model for career musicians. Hell, live musician rates at the local level are still right about what they have been for the last three decades. But when it comes to streaming, it is a platform that may level the playing field for independent musicians who don't have the millions of dollars for the substantial marketing campaign, including Pepsi commercials, to launch an album like Taylor Swift has done. I'm willing to throw out the bathwater a few times and watch this baby grow and take shape to see how it might change the way musicians make money over the long term. Taylor Swift may see some immediate gain in album sales with this move, but in the long run, she would be cutting her own throat by maintaining this stance. Every teenager on the planet knows they can still stream for free via YouTube, SoundCloud, and several other services and sites that are similar. How long will her status be big enough to market outside of the substantially growing demographic of streaming listeners? My suggestion suggestion would be to look at how the movie industry handles new releases. When movie hits theaters, it's months before it's available to buy on DVD in the stores. And when it hits the stores, it's often months before it hits the low-cost streaming services like Netflix. I say release just the physical album for a set amount of time, and then release it to the various streaming outlets a few weeks or months after the initial release, and I bet that is exactly what she will wind up doing. It will be impossible to fight this ever-changing landscape of how music is heard and sold in the digital age. Better to get creative in how to make it work for you personally, and I think that might just have been her tactic all along. This is Voxy, turned on and tuned in for TrueFi.
Oh, pain, you hide inside our brains, ooh what, ooh what. But I don't need to pay no mind, ooh what, ooh what. Oh, I'm gonna sleep for days and days, no reason to move from where I'm at. Oh, ba 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 ba. To sleep, or I just need something bigger, something better, but I don't know what that. Oh, give or take, oh, who's to say? Oh, what, oh, oh. I tell myself to let it slide. Oh, what, oh, oh. It's a problem of which I'm not sure if you're aware, but I don't know where I'm at. Oh, ba 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 ba, I need to sleep, or I just need something bigger, something better, but I don't know what that would be.
Cats right there with We Don't Sleep, coming to the end of the first hour here on the True Fidelity Show. Hey, did you hear about the big Robert Plant meltdown?
Was it a meltdown, or was it a man who just really didn't want to do that again?
Well, here's the weird thing, though. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Robert Plant, the lead singer for Led Zeppelin, ripped up an $800 million contract from Richard Branson from the, you know, the Virgin fame, which would have netted him, Page, and John Paul Jones about $300 million apiece. Apiece for 35 dates.
For 35 entire dates.
I mean, do the math on that crap. But anyway, he ripped it up. But what I don't understand is, if you go see him, he does some Zeppelin stuff.
He does Zeppelin stuff, yeah.
So I don't. What's your theory? I think he just knows he can't hit the high notes, and they would suck.
Well, I think bottom line, he can't do it the way that he's done it before.
Regardless.
And so, you know,
I don't think Paige can either.
Regardless, you're getting paid. If
that's
you sign
the whole thing,
you're like,
right? They
can
go out there,
man,
and soundtrack it.
They already have so much money. Why do they need $300 million more dollars? They're gonna reissue their entire catalog.
Their
great grandchildren
will be pissed. All right, everybody. All right, everybody. Stick around. Hour number two coming up.